Waiting for it, and then guess what? Disaster or earthquake will not say, hang on a minute, you know? Don't come here yet because we're not prepared. No, that's not it. And another important keynote on this is that disaster does not recognize who you are, what your title is, your financial status, your age, your gender, you know, all of these things. Disaster will come. It will come.
Tools.
Yeah.
You got your wrenches, screwdrivers.
Cool.
You got your
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Outdoors.
All right.
Okay. Hang on. Can you hold? Get your hands up. Okay. You adjust it. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, you got this like a honey. There you go.
Thank you.
right. In the chaos of change, adaptability is our anchor. In life's constant changes, adapting keeps us grounded and also moving forward. All right, guys, this is Nikki Dare. Before I begin this episode, if you are listening right now, please, please, small favor, take a look at online. If you are at your office right now and listening to my podcast, thank you, by the way. And if you are driving, don't do this right now, but there is a book called Situational Leadership by Nikki Dare. I just went live yesterday on Amazon. I just completed another series of the book. And it is live already on Amazon as of last night. Already received a bestseller. Woohoo! So I thought of announcing it here on my podcast here. You know, such a great sharing. Thank you so much for those who had purchased a paperback. I received an email, actually, a couple of texts. And I'm really humble about this because, you know, when I wrote this, the series one, I knew it was going to be a great book just by the title of itself, very timely of what's going on currently in the world right now. But the bestsellers ranking is more than just a recognition of its value. It is a call to action, which I always try to include, and I always include in all of my books, by the way, call to action for all of us readers, for those who are listening or reading the book already, listening to my podcast, thank you. But it is just more than recognition, you know, this bestsellers ranking thing. It is a call to action for leaders everywhere to rise, evolve, and making really positive impacts and lead with conviction in the face of uncertainty and such chaos currently going on. You know, I just want to let this book to be your guide, your mentor, digital mentor, as you journey through the complexities of all of this, you know, complexities around the world of leadership. Let it challenge you. Let it inspire you. Let it equip you with the tools necessary to lead with confidence and agility. Very self-note, by the way. And I want to ask you guys some questions here. How can we apply the principles of the situational leadership to foster a culture of adaptability and, I love this word, resilience within our teams, within that organizational environment? And in what ways can we enhance our situational awareness to better navigate the complexities and uncertainties of our environment? And what steps, right? What steps can we take today to transform our leadership approach, ensuring that we are prepared? That we are prepared for the challenges and opportunities of tomorrow. So these questions guide us to embody situational leadership in life. So as you turn the pages, if you already have it in your hand, or if you're already ordering it on Amazon, from Amazon, should be there the next day. Hopefully not for the couple of days. Mine just turned up like literally the following day, you guys. Maybe because it's author's copies, I don't know, but make it special, right? But as you turn the pages of this enlightening book, ask yourself these questions. How will you rewrite the narrative or your leadership journey? How will you lead through chaos? Some great questions, Nikki. Unusual intro to my podcast, guys, but I like mixing things up so to wake up our brain a little bit here. Yes. All right, guys, this is Leading Through Chaos, the Roadmap to Dare's Evolution of Situational Leadership. And this is, you know, a special edition of the month of March. The goal of this episode is to empower you, all my loyal listeners, wherever you are listening from around the world. I thank you so much, by the way, with the tools and insights needed to navigate leadership challenges with agility and foresight in an ever-changing world. great music background here as always. Guys, thank you so much for listening in here, tuning in to Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare here. Your voice has the power to echo through the silence, whether it is shared in a podcast or captured in writing. It can ignite change, inspire action, and connect souls. Let it be heard. Let it resonate. And watch the world transform one word at a time. Oh, I love that. I love it so much that I always include that in my newsletter, my writing. Okay, this is Nikki Dare, your host guy. Good morning, everybody. Selamat pagi. Buenos dias, everybody. Bonjour. And yes, thanks for listening to another episode here on Our Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. Glad you can join me wherever you are listening from. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverages, hot or cold, for the next 30, 40 minutes or so, maybe 30 minutes or so this morning. Welcome back, you guys. Welcome back to Leadership 365. I'm your host, Nikki Dare. So glad you all can join me again here. Mine is warm latte, actually, so I'm just enjoying it right now. Welcome back to my podcast, Leadership 365. Spring is here early. Yes, we predict, right? Just like those guys had predicted. Despite of the fact that it has been raining and raining and raining and raining, which make it very nice for the flowers to bloom around here, bloom early, and the birds continue to be happy. If for some reason you're still confused why we are 1 hour ahead, my clock here literally is acting up. I think it's something wrong with the program here, but I'm looking at the clock. It's supposed to be 5 a.m. and it says 12 midnight. And I'm like, okay, but we just had one of those daylight savings this past Sunday, but that's too extreme, Nikki. That's like many hours different there. But if it's only 1 hour different, guys, guess what? Daylight savings. Yes, this past Sunday, March 10, we call it spring forward. I know it's silly. We should not be doing this anymore, you know, mixing up and just, you know, messing around with our clocks and everything. Lucky us, everywhere except one state is kind of sane, I think. Arizona, lucky you. You don't need to mess with your clocks. Spring forward, fall back, all that just crazy stuff. Hey, just like anything else in life, it is how we respond to this thing in life that matters, right? So I encourage all of you who are listening, this is a positive note, to take this opportunity of this daylight savings time to evaluate and review your emergency items, both at your home and also at your workplace. Yes, there's something goodness out of this thing, right? We always convert something like this. I don't want to be saying it's negative, the daylight savings, but I think it's good. It's good. So it's just a reminder for all of us here. Take the daylight savings time transition as an opportunity to evaluate and update your emergency and disaster preparedness plans, items, yes, both at homes and in the workplace. And we adjust our clocks. It's a perfect reminder to check all of this stuff. Emergency supplies, right? Making sure that you have sufficient supply, water, non-perishable food items, all of that good stuff, guys. Verify the batteries, flashlights, portable radios, operational, readily available. Review first aid kits for any expired items and anything else that require replenishment. Update your emergency contact. What else? Oh, you know what? Prepare your vehicle also. Check your vehicle emergency kit. Yes, you do have to have that inside your car, your truck. Making sure that includes essentials like, you know, basic stuff like water, snacks. Yes, snacks. But you gotta have to check the expiration dates too. And your first aid kit in there and blankets and stuff like that. Spare tire. All of these things is just common sense. And then also test safety devices at your home, smoke detectors, you know, and carbon monoxide detectors. All of these things are still working correctly. Replace batteries. Of course, replace batteries whenever necessary. And your fire extinguisher. And then the last thing, well, the last couple of things, there's a lot on the list. Review, practice emergency plans, evaluate your home safety. All of these things, you guys, all of these things, you can find it almost everywhere. You know, on very good, credible resources online. However, you can always feel free to visit our website, iderecares.org. Again, that is my nonprofit website. Team already have that updated and posted on our website, iDare, like I-D-A-R-E, cares, like I care. You care, we care, she cares, he cares, iderecares.org. All right, by incorporating this, all this just checks, updates, and things like that, I know it's a semi-annual ritual of adjusting of the daylight savings times. I'm telling you, this is good stuff for a reminder. You can ensure, life-saving reminder, that is, you can ensure that you and your loved ones always remain prepared for emergencies and disasters throughout the year. Okay. So, you know, I'm a very passionate advocate for saving lives and disaster preparedness. So I just want to take that time, this time, to remind also myself, which I've already done, by the way, this last weekend, last Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. Please do check out our website, iderecares.org, one more time for more resources. Moving on. All right, guys, if you are listening right now, wants me to do a special episode about anything at all, yes, including what we just talked about, disaster preparedness, because I have done that already, covered this kind of topic in my last podcast that's been evolving, you know, reach me out to send me an email, first of all, and reach me out through my platform LinkedIn at Nikki Dare, not hard to find me anywhere, but email hello@nikkidare.com. My assistant Susan will be reading that, and I forward it, BCC to me. Yes, I do read those emails, hello@nikkidare.com. All right, moving on. Good to be back on the microphone, of course. I'm already hoarding this. And yet another, please, small PSA. If you haven't yet, please feel free to connect me. I mean, follow me on my LinkedIn as well as YouTube. Not so much on Instagram. I drop out of Instagram for right now. But if you are my connection on LinkedIn, there is my monthly Leadership 365 newsletter. They call it Pulse, I believe. Please, please, please connect, subscribe. Yes, it is free. We provide some valuable resources regarding leadership, sustainability, sustainable development, and also personal development, professional development related. Very super easy to find me, Nikki Dare, LinkedIn, Leadership 365 newsletter there. Okay, YouTube. I know I've been talking about that. I will come back to YouTube, planning to reconnect with my community there on YouTube, so follow me there too. Hola, 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 buenos dias, buenas tardes, como está la vu, selamat pagi, I guess selamat pagi, right? Selamat siang, or selamat malam, rather. If it's in the morning, selamat malam over there to you in Indonesia. And welcome to Leadership 365 with me, Nikki Dare. Discover Leadership with Nikki Dare, your go-to podcast for leadership development and safety education. It's all about saving lives and personal growth, personal development, personal growth. Transform yourself and your organization for a better, better future. That is why it's called sustainability. If you're aiming for impactful leadership and meaningful change, Leadership 365 offers the insights and tactical strategies that you may need. So stay tuned with us. Tune in now, podcast.nikkidare.club for inspiring journey towards sustainable leadership. This is a podcast for you designed to inspire growth and impact for sustainability, for also growth, obviously, so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. So guys, good to be here in the presence of many of you around the world. I thank you again for tuning in here. Let's get with the topic this morning, leading through chaos. Boy, do we have many of that these days? Nothing but leading through chaos. Welcome. Leading through chaos, the roadmap to DARE's evolution of situational leadership. I'm going to use those two powerful words, situational leadership. I think it's a buzzword these days, right? All right, leading through chaos, the roadmap to DARE's evolution of situational leadership here. Leadership is not about predicting the future.
It's not your comforter.
Leadership, I'm going to turn it down a little bit here. Leadership is not about predicting the future. It is about preparing for it. I know some of you probably, you know, kind of like disagree with me in that, but let me just move on with this, right? This is a quote that I'm using off the book, Situational Leadership. Leadership is not about predicting the future. It is about preparing for it. Situational leadership gives us the agility to adapt, to change, and shape the future one decision at a time. All right. So welcome, you guys, to Leadership 365, the show where we explore the intricacies of leadership, personal development, navigating change, quite a bit of it these days, in our fast-paced world. I'm Nikki Dare, the one and only host for today's exclusive episode, which shines a spotlight on a groundbreaking book that has captured the attention of many of you leaders across the globe. Yes, the book that's changing the game. It's significantly consistent in the line, I think. I'm super humbled to know these guys. Last week, we talked about Mind Over Chaos, Navigating Turbulence with Unyielding Adaptability. We would just talk about this. You know, I covered, in the month of February about this. So with that, I've completed another book. You know, very quietly, I'm like, okay. I know I promised you guys, many of you, this. Like, okay, Nikki, I bought your first series. Is there another one? It's a short one. It's the first series went out, a couple of years ago, and I want it to be just in a Kindle edition. So after I finished the Kindle edition on the first series, I said, I want to do more updated version on the paperback. So there you go. Completed another book, adding more chapters to the existing book called Situational Leadership with more powerful insights. And it's already on Amazon yesterday. It went live. And this morning, I received a notification about that new release, the Series 2. We received thrilling news that, you know, Situational Leadership incorporating situational awareness for effective decision-making and adaptability in dynamic environments. It's got posted to climb to a ranking number 21 on the Amazon bestsellers list. I'm thrilled, and I'm, you know, of course, grateful about this. It's no surprise, given the book's timely insights into really leading amidst uncertainties and chaos, currently what's going on around the world today. You know, I want to just get into the podcast and announce that, and also share some insights into this new edition, which I think builds upon its predecessor with added chapters and enhanced exploration of leadership principles for today's evolving landscape. You know, achieving the best sellers, Amazon bestsellers list, isn't just a milestone, at least it's for me. Is a testament to the hunger for leadership that not only responds to change, but anticipates and shapes it. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare here. I am so happy that you're here in the presence of you and many others around the world tuning in to this morning's episode on a special episode announcement here. But I'm encouraging you, wherever you're listening from right now, in your car driving, please stay safe, of course. You know, I'm big with staying safe here. And be safe while driving. Use the Bluetooth or not holding your phone. Who does that anyway? I keep asking this. Okay, guys, just stay safe when you're driving or you're listening in the comfort of your sofa, your couch, or your office desk, office, you know, chair at your office during your lunch break, even maybe, perhaps, whatever you do, wherever you are listening from. I just want to thank you. Please be sure you leave me a comment or your feedback on any of these participating podcast platform you're listening from, because you know what? It really, truly is true that your feedback is a gift. I mean, anyone who is an author, who is a podcaster, feedback, any feedback, or anybody really is a feedback, customers, clients, and all that. You know that, right? So your feedback is truly a gift for me personally. Thank you so much. I encourage you to actively participate in your own growth journey by embracing adaptability, by continue to moving forward and thriving, no matter what. Okay, keep going. So that's a great small PSA, and hopefully it's useful. Let's take a pause here. Grab your hot latte or whatever your favorite beverage is here for right now. Go ahead and do that right now, because that's what I'm doing right now. Yes, right now. Warm latte, that is. What flavor? Mine is hazelnut today, this morning. All right. What makes this edition stand out? Great question. Well, the approach to situational leadership isn't just about adapting a change or adapting to change, right? It's about anticipating. It's about leveraging it for growth and innovation. So this addition introduced is an additional chapters that I sort of like, you know, integrate into the existing series one, obviously, right? That's why it's called additional edition. The edition introducing readers for strategies, so strategies for enhancing the SA, situational awareness. And then also that resilience, you know, the team resilience, fostering the team resilience and making strategic decisions in any unpredictable environments. So it is a testament to my vision of leadership as a dynamic and responsive art form tailored for the challenges and opportunities of the modern era. I know after reading this, probably you guys are going to say, Nikki, we want to hear more. So I am planning to write a series 3. But before that, I did promise from series 1 that I'm going to do let me just open it. You know, guys, it's so funny because it's not funny. It's very interesting that I ordered the book and then Amazon sent it to me the next day, which is good. All right, on page 38, if you're looking at the paperback, what's next? I always put the what's next on every book that I have. I mentioned my next book, Sustainable Leadership, Navigating the Future with Purpose and Impact. I'm writing that next, and then I'm going back to the series 3 on situational leadership, because I think a lot of you also, appreciate my book before Kaizen, you know, the Kaizen book. Thank you so much. I know that's a whole lot of book, by the way. It's like 300, 400 pages on a paperback or hardcover thing, hard copy. I really appreciate you guys reading so many pages on Kaizen, but it's really very, very impactful, very, very resourceful book. But the next book that I'm writing is this book, Sustainable Leadership, Navigating the Future with Purpose and Impact. And then I'm going back to the series 3 on the situational leadership. Is that okay? All right. I'm going to share with you a quote here. Tomorrow's leaders will navigate not only by the light of stars, long gone, but by the sparks of innovation and trends also that they ignite today. So it's all about, you know, visionary. All right. Why leaders are taking notice, you might want to ask. In our current climate of global pandemics, economic shifts, and all of this, you know, environment degradation, rapid technological advancements, leaders are searching for guidance that cuts through the noise. And this is so self-note. I've been researching this since pandemic 2020, and that's why I created the Global Roundtables of Roadmap to Sustainability. Because I want to, you know, inviting all of these industry leaders to share their insights on their industries and then their experts in their own rights, right? to share their insights about the global disruptions and things like that. And I think, you know, it's going even further than the 2020 disruption now, because we are in such unprecedented environment around the world, you know, in business landscapes, in a personal, you know, just around the world is just so changing rapidly. So yeah, leaders are searching for guidance that cuts through the noise. I mean, we have had experience in so many different flavors of disruptions in the past in the history of humanity. But then we're all learning it together too. So this book provides just that, with actionable insights grounded in real-world examples. There's no one-size-fits-all solutions, by the way, right? So that's why we are sharing all of these experiences and enriched by, back up by, obviously, facts and real-world, you know, testaments and things like that, but backed by rigorous research, obviously. It's not just a manual for leadership, but it's a call to action for all of you to rise, adapt, and thrive in the face of adversity. All right. This is kind of music, background beats. It's so interesting. You know, you're just going to like move your muscles and move your body accordingly with the rhythm. All right, the path to bestseller status. Yeah, I am very grateful that I received this status, but achieving the bestseller status is no small feat. You know, some of you are listening to this will agree with me that has been there, done that. All right, especially in the competitive realm of just plenty, tons of leadership books out there, and they're very, you know, very helpful, very insightful. I glanced through a lot of them. Some of them are my mentors since I was in college, and, you know, very insightful. But I want to move on to, you know, the roadmap or the path, rather, to getting this achievement, underscoring the book's resonance with the readers and pressing need, because I think that's what, you know, authors, to stay relevant, right? Pressing the need for leadership strategies that address this complexity of our times. It reflects a collective acknowledgement from the leadership community. The principles of situational leadership and adaptability are more relevant than ever. We gotta have to stay relevant. And this is something that I've noticed also, especially in my LinkedIn platform. We look at our country too, right? But I'm not gonna get into politics, obviously. There's a whole lot of conversations there, Nikki. I know, I'd love to chime in, insert my 3 cents, but not in this episode. No, that's okay. But we'll keep it business here. It just is so relevant right now. It's so much needed. And yes, I have been connected with my team in the last few days as well. We will have our global roundtables back again on Earth Day, which is going to be in April 22nd. But the date is probably going to be not on Earth Day itself. We haven't confirmed the date yet, just because coordinating with other people to be on a speaker panel is a little bit challenging. So just look out for your email. If you're not on my email yet, you know, submit your, I mean, it's really easy to find me, you know, Google Nikki Dare, obviously, or just go to hello@nikkidare.com. hello@nikkidare.com, that's my email, and then include yourself in the email or newsletter list, or just go to my LinkedIn and, you know, submit your information or submit your request to be included in our email list. All right, invitation to our listeners. If you haven't yet explored Nikki Dare's, my new edition of the book, I encourage you to do so. It sounds like a sales pitch. It's not just for those informal leadership positions, but for anyone looking to navigate, you know, your professional, personal lives, much greater insight and agility ineffectiveness. And this book, this new edition, offers a blueprint for success in such unpredictable world that we live in currently today, providing the tools and mindset shifts necessary to lead with confidence and impact. Again, thank you so much, you guys. This has been really, I told you it's going to be brief. And thank you so much for tuning in today's episode of Leadership 365 with myself here, Nikki Dara. We've embarked on a journey through the pages of a book that's not only climbing the charts, and I'm so thankful, but also changing the way we think, the mind shift about leadership in our ever-changing world. So as you turn the pages, you know, I always like to ask questions, right? Questions to myself and questions to you guys too. As you turn the pages of this enlightening book, I just received a couple of quick email here, and it just popped up in my phone. Thank you, somebody just a couple of you just purchased the book. I think it was Kindle, and then the other one is the paperback. Thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to leave me your feedback on Amazon review. So ask yourself with these questions. How will you rewrite the narrative or your leadership journey? How will you lead through this chaos? Those questions are great. The roadmap is before you. The journey is really, truly yours to embark upon. And this book, I'm going to say, the whole title is a lot of title, so I'm going to say the whole title here, the whole title of the book, Situational Leadership, is right in front of my face here, of the book. I got the paperback. I'm ordering two more, by the way. Situational Leadership, Incorporating Situational Awareness for Effective Decision-Making and Adaptability in Dynamic Environments. It's a must-read for anyone looking to make sense of these turbulent times, challenging times that we live in. Emerge as a leader ready for the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead of you. So, okay, guys, until next time, keep leading, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries on what is possible. The end of the episode, Leading Through Chaos, Roadmap to Dare's Evolution of Situational Leadership. But stick around for the next couple of minutes for my infamous, my final thoughts. All right, just a quick reminder here, since you are here still, don't forget, I know you guys are waiting patiently here with my final thoughts. Thank you. Please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you listen this in iHeart Podcast, iHeart Radio, or Spotify, thank you. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel also and leave some comments and feedback. Your feedback is truly a gift for me personally here. Subscribe to our free Leadership 365 newsletter on LinkedIn, where you find useful inspirational articles. I hope so. And I just posted a couple of days ago a great article, and hopefully, and before that, another great article. So two articles in the month. Please do in the month of March. Please do try to take time, only 5 minutes, 7 minutes of your time. Read that if you find it valuable. Thank you, and you're welcome. And leave me your comment, your honest opinion about it, you know, your feedback. Join our Leadership 365 community on LinkedIn. Yes, it is free, by the way. I start writing regularly also on this platform called Medium. I had to share this with you because I have started writing regularly. And please do follow me there. Read some of my inspirational articles and valuable articles. Hopefully that you can find it valuable for you, right? The link is really, really simple. Medium.com, M-E-D-I-U-M, before large, small, medium, large. So medium.com/ the symbol at Miss Nikki Dare, M-S Nikki Dare, N-I-C-K-Y-D-A-R-E. So that is medium.com/ symbol at MSNICKYDARE. Love to see you there. Also, told you I'm prolific human who gets shit done. I think it's earned on that proclamation, right? Okay, one last thing, my final thought. I know. Thank you for patiently waiting for this, my final thought. Okay, so So my final thought on this episode is really, truly, briefly, simple here. As I conclude today's podcast, I am very inspired by the journey that we have undertaken through the exploration of situational leadership, just in general. I think the name itself speaks volume, right? And then more so achieving number 21. I just looked at the Amazon list. It's number 21, guys. On the Amazon bestseller list is on, based on, is it, what is it? Business Guide, I think. The top business school guide, to be exact. Is not merely a milestone. It's an evidence of a collective eagerness for leadership that not only adapts to change, but also anticipates it and shapes it. So I invite this book to serve as your guide, your mentor, as you navigate the complexities of leadership self-talk too, for me, and allow it to challenge you, to inspire you, and to also equip you with the tools needed to lead with both confidence and agility. So the approach to this situational leadership I've shared isn't merely a theory to understand, not just a theory, but it's a practice to live out daily. I mean, this is something that is huge for me. You know, writing a book is one thing, but really taking action is the next part of the battle, is the huge one. You gotta have to take action, right? So call to action for me is really big, and I'll always include it in all of my books. So it's a practice to live out daily. It's the key to unlocking our full potential and that of those we lead, propelling all of us toward success in such an ever-shifting landscape that we live in today. So yes, as you explore into this book, consider questions like, how will you redefine your leadership story? How will you lead through this chaos? The roadmap lies before you. Your journey of transformation and leadership begins now. And that's it. That's all for today's episode. J'espère que vous allez bien. Merci de voir écouter mon podcast aujourd'hui. And gracias por escuchar mi podcast hoy. I really, truly appreciate it, you guys. Me alegro de verte y espero que esto haya sido agradable para ti. Good to see you and hope this was enjoyable. Specifically enjoyable for you this episode. And terima kasih telah mendengarkan podcast saya hari ini. Terima kasih banyak. Sampai jumpa dan selalu selamat. Dan of course, selalu sehat. Hope you're doing well and staying well. Haske sea un gran dia. Pase un bon journey. Fate en un bel journey. Jadikan hari yang menyenangkan. Make it a great day, you guys, today. Stay in condition yellow. Situational awareness. Always, always watch your 6, 9, 12, 3. Until next time, Nikki Dare. Signing off just for today. I'll come back again, back on the microphone. But in the meantime, follow and connect with me on LinkedIn and YouTube. Check out some of my published books on Amazon. And yes, please do follow and connect with me. Read my articles on medium.com at Ms. Nikki Dare. Hope can bring some values for you and your team. God bless.
Have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, NikkiDare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@NikkiDare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.